Good afternoon, London. My name is Jack and I'm joined by my Cody Cat.
Hello.
How are we feeling this evening? The sun isn't shining, but the spirit in the studio is
buzzing.
And the time is now 6:40, and you are tuned in with Extreme East Radio Station. As we all know, the month is October. And you all know what that means. It's Black History Month. And we would like to hear your thoughts and opinions on this month's topic.
You can contact us
on Twitter at Extreme East. Or join our Facebook page, Extreme East Radio Station. So, Kat, what do you think of Black History Month?
Well, when I think about Black History Month, the first thing that comes to my head are inspiring black people that have made a difference in society, such as Nelson Mandela. Did you know he was imprisoned for 27 years? He got imprisoned for encouraging coloured people to fight against the apartheid in South Africa. Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat for a white man.
I'm glad she stood up for what she believed in.
I can basically go on for days without these people. We wouldn't be where we are today and we would probably be living in a racist country.
Yeah, I agree with that, Kat.
Totally.
Now let's get the beats up and running. First of all, we have Bashy Black Boys.
This is out to all the black boys growing up, yeah? There's bare positive black boys around you making movements. Making movements towards success. Look, it's like I love it when I see rich black men like Diddy and Nelly. But was even happier when I seen Dizzy Rascal get an album to and get his face on the telly. Personally, when he won his Mercury, I thought, well done. He's a black boy who's just like me. So that his respect is due, certainly. And then 679 Zankano, I don't know him, but I thought, okay though, that's good for him. Another black boy that's gonna make dope for evil. Hand tight evil, he did power and he brought in a few more black people. I rate that highly. That's why no matter what we had, I still got a shout out right. You feel what I see? Amongst us young black boys, he built a dream that Mega Man did with Soul Solid. So that crew right there, we owe homage. When they run the Brits, I was like, bruh, black boys up in this itch. When I see the four on the pitch, I'm like, bruh, black boys up in this itch. We're all black boys, yeah, we're all black boys. And one day we're gonna be black men. And one day we might have black boys. And we gotta teach them to be black men. Black boys, yeah, we're all black boys. And one day we're gonna be black men. And one day we might have black boys. And we gotta teach them to be black men. Talented Nubians with potential and promise. Innovative young masterminds like Sean Wallace. We need role models so youngers know what success is. That's why I feel bomb inside when I see a black man like Tim Campbell can win The Apprentice. But when Swiss made cry, I ain't gonna lie, I could've cried. Look what happened to the motherland. Didn't wanna see blacks the same as another man. When I heard that line, that sent tingles down my spine. Shout out all them Ebony Dimes, Katie Pearl and Keisha White. This dynamite, Sadie, Desiree Shaw, they hang tight, Beverly Knight. Black diamonds, what a heavenly sight. Soon we'll be getting it right. See yourself as equal. Big up PDC and North Star, cause there's strength in numbers. When you're black and single, you're feeble. Stick together, my young black people. Whoa.
Now we have Morgan H with Nothing to Smile About.
No people come to Jamaica, no know how we live things. Say everything nice too, we full of vibes and things. Them same one feel it to them heart when them get few overstand the real thing. Yeah, me day a town one day, I part with a white man we come all the way from Norway. And him turn to me and say, how comes Jamaica full of so much screw face? Same time he lift me head to the sky and a teardrop fall from me high. Me say my youth come we go out for a drive. Let me show you why me cry. Look on the gully side. Do you see anything to smile about? Look at that hungry child, yeah. Do you see anything to smile about? Look at the school there. education. Do you see anything to smile about? Look at the conditions of our police stations. Do you see anything to smile about? No. Same time the brother said, how can the nation believe in this way? And the next thing him said, how can the government bless so many gangs? Same time my heart fall to the ground, cause there's much more where that comes from. Certain place they are worse than slum. Youth man come and take a look on Riverton. Do you see anything to smile about? Look on Pienland, yeah. Do you see anything to smile about? Flankers Mobay and Sopran's Heights in Spain. Do you see anything to smile about? What flats can tie a mud down there all the same? Do you see anything to smile about? No, no. No, 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 no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. No, when me say, no people come to Jamaica, no know how we live things, say everything nice to we full of vibes and things, eh, eh. Them same one feel it to them heart when them get the overstand the real thing when them look on the gully side. Them no see nothing they fi smile about when them look on a hungry child, yeah. Them no see nothing they fi smile about when them look on the schools where the youth them don't forget them education. Them no see nothing they fi smile about when them sight up the condition of the police station. Them no see nothing they fi smile about. My story say, me day a town one day, apart with a white man we come all the way from Norway. And him turn to me and say, how comes Jamaica full of summer screw face? Same time lift me head to the sky, and a teardrop fall from me high. Me say my youth come with God for a drive, let me show you why me cry. Take a look on Riverton. Do you see anything to smile about?
I bloody love that song, I do. So Kat, who are we joined by today?
We are now joined in the studio by three young people from Bethnal Green Technology College. Would you like to give us a brief introduction about yourselves?
Hi, my name is Caroline and I'm 14.
Hi, this is Theodore and I'm 14.
Hi, I'm Syed, I'm 14.
So, what are you lot doing here today then?
We're going to be here to talk about Black History Month.
Oh, right. Cool.
We've got a few questions for you, is that all right?
That'll be perfect.
Go on, Jack.
All right, first question to Theodore. In your opinion, what is Black History Month?
To me, Black History Month is celebrating the culture and the diversity of black people and what they went through in their history.
Cool.
Nice.
Caroline.
Black History Month reminds me about black people who suffered during the 1980s.
Cool. Second question. Do you agree with Black History Month? And I'm going to go with Say It first.
Yeah, I do. Because a lot of black people lived a lot in the year 1930s and 1950s. There was a lot of racism back then in the US.
Okay. Fair point. And I would like to carry that question on to Theo.
It did have a lot of side effects, but it wasn't all sad and tears. There were people like Malcolm X, who I believe influentially helped, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks,
Rodney King.
All these people helped, and I think President Kennedy was a key help, because if he wasn't there, I don't think these people would have had half the power they have now.
Nice. Okay, next, carry on the question to Caroline.
Yes, I do agree, because it's a way celebrating Black History Month.
Cool. And if you want to ask the next question...
Lovely.
Baka baka!
Let's go with Say It. What black legend has inspired you the most and why?
Well, Barack Obama, obviously, because first black president of the United States, which I'm really proud that he is, because there was a lot of racism back then.
Yeah, well, apparently most of Americans not hate, but they dislike Barack Obama because the American public think that he doesn't care as much as he did when he first became president. Do you agree with this point?
No, I don't agree, because I think they're hating on him because of his colour, not because of political reasons.
So if this is a racial thing again?
Well, yeah, but
okay.
If I have a black president in the United States, because there was a lot of racism.
What about you, Fitya?
Well, I think it's just absolutely scandalous what they're doing, because it's just a president. okay, maybe he may be the first black president, but people like Sarah Palin and KKK, they're doing unuseful situations. Okay, he's black, wow, end the story. Slavery ended, black American civil rights ended. It should just be a president now. I mean, it's just stupid, to be honest.
I totally agree with that, totally.
100%. Well, we're going on to our last question before you lovely people leave us. Are there any black artists that inspire you now and why? Like in our generation, like, I don't know, 50 Cent, Wiley, Chipmunk.
Oh, my personal, who inspires me the most person is Rihanna. I think she's drop dead gorgeous.
Beautiful.
For me, it's Playing for Change, because their songs are not just African roots and all Caribbean roots. It's both together. And the lyrics isn't just talking about Africa, it's talking about what's currently happening, so it gives it a modern touch.
What about you, Carolina?
Beyonce, because her songs have meanings.
Who won the world, girl?
Yes.
Say it.
Well, I don't know his real name, but I know his nickname. His name is Slash.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, he plays for Guns N' Roses.
Oh, quality band.
He used to play for Guns N' Roses, now they broke up.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's nice. Cool. Well, we're going to go on to two songs now. We're going to go to Just Stand Up by various artists and Ret 32, Don't Go.
Tunage.
Than you think, like it can go through anything. Even when you think you can't, you find a way to still push on. No, sometimes you wanna run away, ain't got the patience or the pain. And if you don't believe, look into your heart, the beat goes on. I'm telling you,
things get better. Do whatever. If you fall, mess it up. Don't let up. Don't you know you can go?
You're here, I don't need to know. So
Yeah. When I got introduced to ya, I knew I'd be true to ya. Everyone wanted a piece. You whispered to me that it's sweet, cause it's me you love. And I feel it in my soul. It's like you're always with me on the road. Phone in my hand while I listen to you moaning. Everybody in the car wants to try and get involved. Yeah, and then you make us set a tone. Puppy love, now I'm like, give a dog a bone. Shut me up, how I could breathe and have a flow. Our love's concrete, we should leave it set in stone. Yeah, and whenever I'm in doubt, yeah, you forever calm me down. Yeah, and sometimes I'm a dummy and I know I would've crashed if you never was around. Spend a little change on you, but you always give it back. Yes, I know you ain't here for the money. You just wanna see me be the man, so I earned my respect like a true gentleman. All rumors were capital E relevant. And we should get free two emblems, and I'll give my life to you. That's a street settlement. Yeah, I'm feeling ever so emotional, cause I never had nothing when approaching you. Sitting with a straight face on a poker move. That's why a song like this has been overdue. Due over time, time over. Love drunk, you and I would die sober. I'm in this for forever and a day. That's why anywhere I go, they gotta put you on the plane. I ain't never seen the sky so clear. Together we're gonna make history. Why would you wanna be elsewhere? See, I swear, I ain't never seen the sky so clear. Together we're gonna make history. Why would you wanna be elsewhere?
Thanks for tuning in, Extreme Radio Station. Time is now 10 to 7. And we're going to leave you with some memorable quote. In prison, you come face to face with time. There is nothing more terrifying, by Nelson Mandela.
Knowledge is power, by Malcolm X.
I have a dream, Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, we can, by Barack Obama.
I have a vision, Peter Manning, Colin Powell.
Be black, shine. Aim high. Leontine Price.